For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you're here today listening to today's part two of our Healthy Girl Summer series. Today, we're talking all things mental health, how to have a healthy girl summer mentally. Last week, we talked about physical health and how to have a healthy girl summer physically. So if you are all about having a healthy girl summer, make sure you listen to part one. Maybe you can listen to this one and then part one. There really isn't a right order to listen to it, but next week, we're going to be chatting about how to have a healthy girl summer spiritually. Very, very, very excited for that episode. But today's episode is packed with a lot of goodness. I actually made us a whole outline. It's funny because I hit record before this and I was chatting on the podcast and then literally my notes flew away because I have the fan on like full speed ahead right now. It's summer in Florida and I'm pregnant and feeling very roasted and toasting. So keeping it cool in my home, and that is why my notes flew away. So take two. Actually, we're on take three right now. But I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode today. Before we get into the show, if you love the episode, be sure to tag us on Instagram at HealthyButHumanPod in your Instagram stories listening to the episode. That's also a great place where you can ask questions, you can submit topic requests, all the things. That Instagram account is great. Also, we have our group chat for Healthy But Human listeners. It's totally free. I'll link it below. We have a weekly Bible study. That's also super fun, super, super fun. And yeah. So before we do anything today, let's start off with a self-check-in. Think of it like a time to just ground yourself. Maybe your day has been busy. Maybe you're feeling like all over the place right now. Oh, this is a perfect time to ground yourself. Okay, so take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with all the goodness, love into your body. And then exhale, just letting go of anything that's been holding you back. Let go of the tension in the mind. Let go of the anxiety. Just release it with your breath. All right. Now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Get real with yourself here and ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just starting to pinpoint it. And now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that boosts my mood that I can add into my day? Maybe it's getting yourself a little matcha latte, or maybe it's listening to the podcast. Whatever it is, I encourage you to add that thing into your day today. Do it for you. Okay, now ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill if you've listened to the show before. Grab your water and let's hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. My water bottles are making this little squeaky noise. So if you hear that happen during the show today, that is why. I don't know what's going on. Okay, next question. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? This one is so key, so overlooked. It's easy to get in a flow state and not move. I am talking to myself here. So make sure if you have not stood up in the past hour, you stand up if you can, shake out the arms, shake out the legs, get the blood flowing, maybe do a little happy dance, and then sit back down. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I love about me? Could be inside or out. Give yourself a best friend kind of compliment right now. Okay, final question today is I want you to ask yourself, what is one area of my mental health that I want to improve? Maybe you find yourself having a lot of anxiety. Maybe you struggle with fear or insecurity around your body. Whatever it is, just maybe write it down, hang on to it. And I think today's episode is going to help you with that area. And Let me know if it does. I'm so excited to hear. Ah, I'm so excited. Okay, so let's get into our life updates before we get into our topic today. I think I mentioned this last week. I was really nervous because I was going on the Purpose Retreat, which is my friend Grace Valentine's annual retreat to Black Mountain, North Carolina. And I was a leader last year and this year, and it was such an honor, but I was very nervous because, like I said, I am pregnant. I am 23 weeks pregnant, still having some morning sickness if I don't adequately nourish my body. So I was really nervous about that because I genuinely hate throwing up in front of people. I get so embarrassed, I guess. So I was really nervous because I was rooming with, last year I roomed with four people. Or three other people. This year, praise the Lord, one other person. I didn't know her, but we became friends. She was super, super chill, super nice. And literally, I had nothing to worry about. Like, God told me prior to me going to this retreat that He was going to take care of me and give me everything I needed. Literally, He did, to the point of the fact there was a mini fridge right next to my bed. And if you know, I drink Chobani liquid yogurt like every day to avoid throwing up. So I was taken care of, and there was a Starbucks like 4 minutes away, so I could get my peppermint tea for my tummy and my croissant because you gotta have the carbs in the morning. You guys, I have a full routine. I feel like I should make a pregnancy morning routine because I have it down to a T at this point. But that was my own like personal health experience with the Purpose Retreat. Other than traveling, oh my goodness, on the travel days, my stomach was just in shambles. It was not good. But we made it out alive. We survived. Traveling was not that hard. And I rented a car for the first time. I've rented a car before on Turo, if you know what that is. It's like an app. But this is my first time renting a car from an actual like airport company. So I did Enterprise. Had the young driver fee because I'm 24, not 25 quite yet, but I was so nervous about it, but it was really easy and seamless, and so that was a great experience. Other than that, the actual retreat itself was incredible. I am just always mind blown at how much the spirit just moves during this retreat. Like, these so many girls come to this retreat and don't know anyone, and everyone is so inclusive, so loving. It's beautiful to see the friendships that form in literally 72 hours. Like, even for me last year, I became friends with a couple of the leaders and invited them to my wedding in November. I became friends with one of the girls who, she was not a leader and she was there, and we are still friends. I visited her several times last year. Like, it just is so beautiful to see how the Lord can truly give us friendships, even if it's not like a friendship that develops within a year. It can be 72 hours to have lifelong friends, which is so cool to see. And then also the speakers were incredible. Learned a lot from that, and it was just so much fun. I spoke on comparison, body image, confidence. It was just such a fun time, and I feel like it's beautiful just surrendering to the Lord and letting Him speak through me. And I saw my friends had the same thing happen. The Lord was speaking through them. So fun. So long story short, definitely go next year if you want a little fun retreat like that. And I 10 out of 10 recommend retreats because they're so much fun. But okay, other than that, I got home Sunday morning super early. And oh my goodness, wait, I have to share this with you guys. And listen, if you're listening to the podcast and you're not a Christian, just bear with me, okay? You're like, literally everyone's welcome on the podcast. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. So I love to talk about God because He truly did change my life. And I found Him again in 2022. So that's a whole other story. If you want to know that story, listen to my testimony. It's an episode. If you just search testimony, it'll show up. But okay, I have to tell you this. So the Lord speaks to us in dreams. And some dreams are from God, some dreams aren't. But I firmly believe I had two dreams, maybe three dreams in the past year. There were about, it was at a gas station. I was in a car, it was nighttime, and someone would try and break into the car. And both, like, the different times, we'd like flee out of the car, okay? So anyways, wasn't totally sure what the meaning was of the dreams. I had my ideas, but listen, this is how cool the Lord is, how He speaks to us in dreams. So I take those dreams as a warning because on Sunday morning at like 5 a.m, I was driving two girls and me to the airport, and I stopped just to be totally TMI. My stomach was not feeling well, and I pulled over at a random area to use the restroom at a gas station, okay? I was also in a rental car, and I was like, I need to fill up the tank, so I'm going to do it here. So I use the restroom, all is fine. I come back out, and I see this like random man just walking, and he didn't look at me or look like he was up to no good. But then another guy came out of nowhere. Okay, we're the only car in the gas station, which I totally know. Listen, I know that's not the best thing to do, but I was feeling unwell. I had to use the restroom. Anyways, I'm literally out of the car. I put the gas thing like in the car, whatever you call it, the gas thing. And I realized like that my phone, the Apple Pay, was not working on the gas tank. So I was like, okay, my purse is in the trunk. I need to open the trunk. So in the dream, I opened the trunk of my car, and that's when the person like came and tried to like break into the car and stuff. So this person, I see him coming. Oh my goodness. I immediately thought of the dreams. I was like, I got this just feeling in my stomach, and I was like, no. I turned into full-blown fight or flight mode, did not open the trunk, praise the Lord, literally pulled the gas thing out of the car. I didn't even hang it up. I dropped it. Like, I don't even, this is all just fight or flight at this point. I don't know why I did that. I just dropped and sprinted around, got in the car, locked the doors. I scooted out of there so fast, and the other girl in the car, one of the other girls was like, I'm so glad you did that. I was getting such a just awful feeling too. Anyways, that is my story. Thankfully, nothing happened. Praise the Lord. But that is where I'm just like, dreams, God does warn us and speak to us about things in dreams. Like, that was really a testimony of that. And next week, we'll talk more about how to hear the Lord's voice, especially in dreams and in your day-to-day life. So hang on to those questions, burning questions. I will get to them. But today's episode is all things mental health. So let's go ahead and just get into the topic. Let's do this thing. I made this a little outline. Okay. So the first question that I want us to just tackle, this whole episode is going to tackle it, is what does it take to have healthy girl mental health? Okay. So when I was planning out this episode, I just was really thinking about mental health. And a little backstory on me is I struggled big time with anxiety and depression. Genetic depression ran in my family, so I definitely was struggling a lot a couple years ago with that. Thankfully, I'm healed from that. Praise the Lord. That's a whole testimony in itself. But my heart does go out to anyone who's really battling with anxiety and depression and fear and insecurity. Like, listen, I still struggle with those things today sometimes because we're humans, and I never want to sit here on the podcast pretending that my life is perfect, that I don't struggle with things. In fact, I found Friday, when I was talking on a panel about comparison, the irony of it is that I struggled with comparison after talking about comparison, and that's sometimes how it goes. But that's just the thing, is like, every person on this planet Earth is figuring it out. We're all learning every day. The experts in the field still struggle with things. And I want you to know that. Like, genuinely, just because you're struggling with something, you are not the only one. And I know how isolating it can feel when we feel like we're struggling so big time with mental health, and our friends seem like they're so happy, but we just feel so gloomy and we don't know how to fix it. Listen, you are not alone. And I want you to know that. And that is like very, very valid to feel those ways. And I want you to know that there are ways that we can help those things, and we can truly, truly heal ultimately. Next week, we can talk more about that, how to really have healing and all the things spiritually. Because I firmly, firmly believe that a lot of our struggles are spiritual. They all stem spiritually. I believe there's a spiritual realm, and what we see in front of us is not the full picture. It's also been proven scientifically that there is more out there. Some animals can see things that we can't even see. So truly, not everything we see is what's the full picture happening in our world. But that's a whole other tangent. I don't really want to go down that yet, but let's just start on the mental level, okay? So we did physical, today we're doing mental, and next week we'll get into spiritual, and it'll get all fun and exciting. So I really broke this down, and I was like, okay, where does mental health issues, where does everything truly stem from? And I was thinking about it like a house. Okay, so if you've ever seen a house being built, one of the biggest, most important things about building a house is making sure the foundation is strong and secure. If there is a faulty foundation, that is when a lot of issues happen. If there's an earthquake somewhere and a house gets shaken up, you'll see a lot of damage that is happening within the structure of the house, all different things. So truly a foundation is really important. And I believe that that goes hand in hand with our mental health. If we don't have a firm identity, in the sense of we don't know who we truly are and we place our identity in things that are constantly changing, our foundation is not going to be strong. Okay, so the first question I want you to ask yourself, this is going to be kind of an interactive episode. Feel free to grab a journal. If you want to write these down, you can journal about this later. But in pause if you need to, is where am I placing my identity? This is such a just good question to ask yourself. And I'm telling you, get real with yourself here. Listen, I used to place my identity a lot in what guys thought about me. I wanted people to like me. I sought approval of others. And that was where my identity came from. If someone didn't like me, I felt super out of control. I felt anxious. I felt unworthy. If people liked me, I felt like I was on top of the world. And it was such an up and down roller coaster ride of my identity that no wonder I struggled a lot with mental health things, because I just always felt out of control. Like, it was changing. And this is where I want to just really, really just get into it deep here. And I like to incorporate faith into things because I do believe that our faith and the Lord, our creator, I mean, that's where everything stems from. So this is what I like to ask myself. What does the world say about me? So that's the question that I found myself asking myself a lot when I was struggling with a faulty identity that changed a lot. But the way to switch our identity to be stable and strong is to ask yourself, what does the creator say about me? And if you are a Bible girly and you read the Bible a lot, you may have read before in the Bible that God never changes. If you look at the world and what's in the world, we have so many trends. From fashion trends to social media trends to new hair trends to ways we even speaking trends. Things change, and it's so easy to want to just keep up with what everyone else is doing to fit in. But that's exhausting, that's stressful, that's overwhelming. And when that is how what we put our identity in, is are we trendy? There really is such that feeling of who am I? Because that's when we get lost. But if we keep our eyes focused on the creator of the universe, the one who made us, and we ask him, God, how do you see me? What's the truth about me? That is when we have a firm foundation. And when times get hard, we can stay true on that, knowing who we truly are, knowing what the creator says about us. And okay, if you're like, cool, that's amazing, but how do I like actually put that into practice? How do I actually believe what the Lord says about me and actually know what he says about me? Okay, I have a couple of things. We'll get into the ways you can build a strong foundation. But first, I want to talk about what can feed a changing identity even further. So we talked about trends, but it's the voices that are the loudest and the most frequent in our ears are what we're going to start to believe. So whether that's from the media or from friends, coaches, podcasts we listen to, family members, our boss, our significant other, if we're not keeping God at the center of our life, and if we don't know what his voice sounds like, then it's so easy to listen to all of the other voices telling us who we are, what we should be, and things like that. And this is a really quick little hack that I've really been implementing into my life this past year, and honestly, it's completely changed everything for me in terms of consumption, media consumption, is specifically really getting just real with myself about what media am I listening and watching? So music has been a huge one for me. And this one is something I'm still navigating to an extent. So this is what I'm finding. And I think, especially when I was getting back into my faith, one of the biggest things that I struggled with in the past was feeling like Christianity was all just laws and very legalistic, all about performing to earn God's love and all these things. When in reality, it's really not. It's about a relationship with God. And I found that as I've developed a relationship with God, it actually has made me want to follow his rules and follow his guidelines. Like, if you think about your relationship with a parent, when you are rebelling as a teen, usually it comes from a place of you don't respect your parent, or maybe you just like don't have a super strong relationship with them in that moment, and you're like thinking that other people's ways of doing life are better, so you're rebelling. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand, honestly, with our relationship with God. When we're angry at God, or when we aren't trusting God, or I think a lot of it stems, frankly, from anger, is that's when we're like really in rebellion mode. And we're like, I don't want to do any of those things. Like, that's boring. But truly, I have found so much freedom this year in just looking at what am I consuming. And one of the areas, like I was saying, is music. So for music specifically, if you look at, oh my goodness, this has been blowing my mind. You know what I really don't miss? The week leading up to my period. On top of the bloating, hormonal acne, intense cravings, and exhaustion, literally everything made me want to cry. We talk about everything on this podcast, and you already know that hormonal health is something I'm extremely passionate about, because as women, we were never taught in school that painful periods aren't normal. I'm super pumped to introduce you to Hormone Harmony, a complete natural hormone support for women that adapts to the body's unique needs and can help maintain optimal hormone levels, relieve occasional bloating and mild mood swings, while also improving sleep quality and supporting weight management. Trusted by over 1.2 million customers, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Let's dive into some of the ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, like ashwagandha extract. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressor, like hormonal changes and cortisol levels. One of the ingredients that really sticks out to me is maca root extract, which I've used for a while now because it has been shown to provide sustained energy, relieve mild mood swings, and support a healthy desire and drive. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLIE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLIE for 15% off today. Let me know what you think of Hormone Harmony. I'm so excited for you to try. I've said it before and I'll say it again, taking baby steps is my number one hack to building healthy and sustainable habits, especially when it comes to gut health, which is why I love Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic that benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules and no refrigeration is needed. I first started taking Seed back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of uncomfy stomach issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I started doing my own research and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. Like I mentioned before, Seed is so easy to fit into your daily routine, especially if you are on the go a lot. The free travel vial from the Welcome Kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with our summer trips. Another reason I love Seed is that I can actually trust them, which can be so rare in the supplement world these days. Their scientific testing is extremely rigorous, with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains in their patented capsule design that helps the fragile bacteria survive the journey to your door. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali. Code 25Cali.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
If I went through a lot of my liked songs on Spotify over the past few years, and I just listened to some of the lyrics. Oh my goodness, like, so many lyrics of songs are so depressing and dark. Like, whether or not you're a Christian, like, these lyrics, you guys, they're so dark. Like, so many of them are just about things that are just so sad, especially like rap music in particular. I listened to a lot of rap songs that I was like, Callie, no wonder you felt so depressed. You listen to this constantly. Because truly, like, what's going into our ears is going into our mind. And whether or not we're processing it in the moment and really focusing on the lyrics, like, they do make a huge difference. Like, you can't deny that when you listen to hardcore rap music, it makes you feel kind of like angsty and, you know, like, I don't know what the word is, like an angsty kind of baddie. But then other times when you listen to more like EDM house music that's fast paced, maybe you're moving at a faster pace level. And I like to think about when I drive, if I listen to the type of music, I found I would drive faster when I listened to EDM music. I would drive more aggressively when I listened to rap music. And if I listened to chill indie music, I would drive pretty calm. If I listened to classical music, another level of chill. It really does impact how we act. And this is something too, just like, be mindful about it. What am I consuming? Ask yourself that. Get real with yourself. Also, with what are we watching? Okay, truly, like, media we consume is almost like mind fuel. Are we fueling our minds with stuff that is going to make us a better version of ourselves? Or are we fueling our mind with ideas that are super sad? There was a show listen, if you like this show, please don't get offended, but I absolutely loved the first two seasons of the show, Summer I Turned Pretty. I was obsessed. I thought it was so good. I read the books, loved it. And the final, or the most recent season, I don't know what happened. It just got so dark and, like, depressing. I would watch the show and just feel heavy after I watched it. And I eventually just stopped watching it because I was like, I don't want to feel sad every time I watch something. So that just goes hand in hand with what we watch. It impacts our mood. We are compassionate, emotional beings, and we pick things up. So this has been something that's been huge for my mental health, and I encourage you to just get mindful with it if you're like, I haven't even been thinking about this, because it really does make an impact. And also, you can ease out of it too. Like, for me with music, it hasn't been an overnight change, right? Like, I found that over time, as I listened to more life-giving music, I wanted to listen to the other stuff less and less and less. It was a lot easier to make a change in my life rather than just cut everything out all at once. But if you're feeling like you just want to get rid of all of it, get rid of all of it. And I feel like it just, yeah. Also with social media too. I think you've heard it by now, but if you're following someone who isn't making you feel good about yourself, unfollow them. Commute them if there's someone who's maybe in your life, but their content, it just makes you feel not great about yourself. And also, we'll dive into that, but sometimes when we struggle a lot with jealousy or insecurity when we see other people's wins, it's good to work through those feelings instead of just suppressing them and asking yourself, okay, why does this person's post make me feel this way? Because a lot of times people aren't posting content to make you feel bad. I mean, sometimes people want to post content to make themselves look better, but it is also really important to work through things rather than just suppress them. But I will say, like, last week I unfollowed people because it was just, frankly, was distracting, and I just was not in the place to follow those people at the moment. And in the future, like, maybe I'll follow them again. But I think it is important to protect our eyes, protect our ears. And until we feel like we've worked through something, then really reintroduce that social media account back into your life if you really feel like you want to do that. Okay. That was a lot, I know. Okay, now let's get into three simple daily habits to build a strong foundation. So these are three things that truly I've found in my own life have helped me a lot with, like I was saying earlier, building that foundation that is built on truth, built on what God says about us. So the first thing is mirror affirmations. I posted a video about this a while ago, but I wrote on little sticky notes things that are just affirmations, whether it's I am enough, I am beautiful, I am worthy. Some of them I took out of scripture. So if you, and like, okay, this is a whole other thing we can get into next week also, but there's verses. So the Lord is also called our shepherd, and sheep know their shepherd's voice. So one of the best ways to know what the truth is about yourself is to learn God's voice. And one of the ways to do that is to read the Bible, because that is his truth. That's the Lord, his voice breathes into every single piece of scripture in the Bible. So as you read the Bible, you're going to stumble on verses that you feel really resonate with you. And one of the best places to start for that, I love Psalms, the book of Psalms. They're all like little poetry poems and they're beautiful. And I just find they are so good for finding affirmations about how the Lord sees us. Also, if you read just the New Testament, start with the book of Matthew, you're going to learn Jesus's voice. And that is one of the best places. I always say, if you are new to the Bible, read Matthew first and get a translation that makes sense to you. So I love the New Living Translation, the NLT version, really easy to understand. That's the one I read every day. But then you can make affirmations based on those things. But if you are like, that's a lot, Callie, just start by writing down affirmations that resonate with you right now in your life. If you've been struggling with feeling like you're not beautiful, write an affirmation that's the opposite of that. And as you put the affirmations in places where you struggle with insecurities the most, whether that's looking at yourself in the mirror or looking at your computer when you're working, feeling like an imposter, put those affirmations in those places and just say them out loud. Words hold a lot of power. When we speak things out, good or bad, it holds a lot of power. So speaking things over yourself, even if you don't feel it in the moment, just keep putting it to practice, and I promise it's going to make a huge difference in how you see yourself. Okay, number two is to journal about the weak points in your life or the insecurities that you've been experiencing. And we're going to talk more about this next week, specifically with inner healing in the spiritual realm. But like I was saying earlier, if you find that you're consuming content on social media and you struggle with a lot of jealousy or comparison, instead of just suppressing those things, grab a journal, write down, when did this first start in my life? And if you are a Christian, invite the Lord in, ask God, like, God, when did this first start in my life? Can you show me? Even if you're not a Christian, like, just try it. Just see how it goes for you. And this is something that I used to go to therapy a lot and all those things. Truly, truly, Holy Spirit-led journaling is the most healing thing I have ever done in my entire life. Because I'll just quickly share a story with you. There was a time in my life when, this is about 2 years ago, I knew that I had a block in my mind that started around social media and around performance, but I couldn't pinpoint what happened in that moment that started it. I could just visually remember I was sitting on the side of John's my husband, his bed. This is the time when we're dating. I was in his room visiting him in New York City. I was just sitting there. He was at work. I was, I think, working on posting something on social media. I'm just sitting there staring at his wall. I could not for the life of me remember what had happened, but I knew that it started in this moment. So I invited the Holy Spirit in and I was like, God, show me where this block began. And I just simply sat, I turned off the mind, and I just let impressions happen. Impressions are, think of it like mind visuals. So things that pop up in your mind that you can see moments of life. And I just let him walk me through what was going on in this moment. Long story short, figured out all of this stemmed around a false belief that I had around taking Adderall at the time. I believed that my content that I was creating was only good if I was taking Adderall. Through this whole thing, I was able to expose the lie that had grown into this whole mind block over the years. And I broke it off of myself. I asked the Lord to show me the truth in the situation. And the truth was not that I needed Adderall. That was not true. Like, the Lord gives me creativity every single day. And so I just was like, I break off this lie off of me in Jesus' name. And you guys, literally after doing that, I felt so much freedom. I cried. I literally cried during this whole process. This is just one of the most powerful ways to heal from things mentally, spiritually. And if you have more questions about that, I'm always open. This is something I've learned this past year and has been so incredible. I never knew how to grieve before doing inner healing. I never knew. And now I just know, like, invite God into things. He will help us process emotions. He'll help us grieve. Okay, number three is to surround yourself with friends who speak life into you. The people in your life who are bringing you down, who are placing doubt in your mind, who are telling you that you cannot do it, those people need to go. Those people need to not have full access to you, because those are people that are speaking death into your life. Okay, let me just say this. If you have been talking to the guy and you know he's not good for you, you know he's toxic, but you just keep talking to him and that one friend is like, why are you doing this? Don't cut that person out. That does not what I'm talking about. The friends who care about you from a place of love and want the best for you and want to empower you in your dreams. That's what I'm talking about. The friends are looking out for you when you're going back to that guy that you know is bad news deep down. Those are good friends. The friends that speak up and they're like, hey, don't do that. But we all know the people who we have a fun idea. We're like, oh my goodness, I want to start a podcast. And they're like, really? There's already so many podcasts out there. You really think you can do it? That's what I'm talking about. Less of those people. And listen, if there is someone in your life, like your family, I'm just saying that it's really good to keep your inner circle full of people who are truly empowering you and lifting you up with loving, life-giving words. And if those are people in your life who you want them in your life still, have the conversations with them. Tell them, hey, when you tell me that, it's not empowering. It doesn't build me up. It just tears me down further. Be honest with them. But if you know there's someone who just, they're just not it in your life, I encourage you to go find people who are inner circle type of people. And inner circle type of people are just a couple close friends who truly inspire you, who give you wisdom, good advice. They want the best for you. And then the other outer layer is like, there's different levels to friendships. And if you look at the one of my favorite books that really goes into this is Find Your People by Jenny Allen. She really talks about this. Like, we can have our outer layer friends who we see maybe once a month or so, and they don't really know the full picture of our life. But we don't tell them the things that we are actively like needing really, really good advice with. Like, you know, the people in your life where like it's just kind of like more of a catch up and it's not really doing a life with that person. That's what I mean by more outer circle. And that does not mean those people are bad people at all or anything like that. It just means like protect your small bubble. Who do you want to be the voices in your ears? That is what I mean. Who has the best interests in mind? I'm going to leave it at that. Okay. And the next one is mental health in the unknown and the waiting season. This is the next topic we're going to quickly chat about. Because I really believe that a lot of times, let's say you have a firm foundation, you know how to do inner healing, you know all these things, and yet you still struggle with feeling anxious and fearful. I've been there. Let's talk about it. Here are some ways that you can really help the fear, anxiety, out of controlness be relieved. The first thing is to feel the feels. Literally just let yourself feel it. It's really easy to want to just push away emotions and not feel them. Emotions are like the car lights to come on. They signal something's going on that's maybe a little issue. It's important to not ignore them. So let yourself process things, truly. Let yourself feel it. Just like, let yourself cry. Sometimes we just need to cry. I cry a lot, and it's so good. The next thing is breathing techniques to calm your mind. So some of my favorite ones, box breathing is so good if you're feeling anxious. You inhale for 4 counts, you hold it for 4 counts, exhale for 4 counts, hold it for 4 counts. Inhale through your nose, hold it, exhale through your mouth, hold it. Box breathing. It is super good for calming anxiety. If you're feeling stressed, you can do it as many times as you need. Another breath work I love doing, I don't know the name of it, but you inhale through your nose and then you exhale and your breath goes over the back of your throat. So it almost sounds like you're growling. It's like, I'll do it. Just don't make fun of me for this, okay? It's really good. That's what it sounds like. It almost sounds like a little waterfall or a growl. When your breath goes over the back of your throat, it's so calming. This is my favorite breath for anxiety. Literally just calms. It's amazing. Okay, the next little hack I have for these moments is to prepare and educate yourself. I found literally yesterday, learning lesson, anytime I'd pull up my bank account for my business, I'd freak out. I'd like cry, I'd get stressed. I'd get just like, that feeling. And I realized yesterday, it was because I didn't know how to budget. I literally would look at my finances and I didn't understand them. I didn't know how to really prepare and actually like make strategic decisions based on a budget. And I know you're like, probably, I was literally like, how have I not known this for the past several years of running a business? It was the most empowering thing ever yesterday to just sit with John and have him teach me how to actually manage my budget as a business owner. So it just took hours of education and learning to feel significantly more prepared. You know the tests at school when you feel so anxious about them. Those are usually the ones you have not prepared for the most. When we prepare adequately, when we give ourselves a lot of time to really prep and train for things, we go into them a lot more confident. So if you're in a waiting season right now, I encourage you to prepare. Whether you're waiting to have a child or you're waiting to start a new job, whatever it is, take time to learn, to educate yourself, to be a student. I think that is something that I learned yesterday and I am so pumped to take into my life. Okay, the next thing is to ask and invite God in. Be vulnerable with Him. God does not expect us to be perfect. He doesn't expect us to always have it together. If we always had it together, we won't need Him. So just let Him into your insecurities, let Him into your struggles, let Him into your fears. Tell Him how you're feeling. Tell Him that you're struggling with something. It doesn't make you any weaker, doesn't make you any worse of a person. If anything, I think being vulnerable and honest makes you stronger and also helps build that relationship with God too. Okay, the final two things is making sure what you're speaking over yourself and others is life-giving. Words hold power. Even jokes hold power. If you joke that you're dumb or joke that you're so stupid or joke that you look fat, like those things are still words you're saying over yourself. And so in these moments when you're having mental health struggles, look at what you're saying over yourself. It is so powerful. Okay, final thing is gratitude journaling. I learned, I want to say it was 50% gratitude. When you are grateful for things, I think it makes you 50% more happier. I think that was what the percentage was. Anyways, gratitude breaks anxiety because it puts you into the present moment, one, and it helps you be focused on the blessings you have in your life, and it helps you to be less focused on what is wrong, the what ifs. It also fights depression so strongly because you're so focused on what's good in your life. There's a lot of power in writing down what you're grateful for, and whether that's making a list or ongoing list on your phone, I think it's really cool to just go back every week and be like, what am I grateful for that happened last week? And just see all the good that happens in your life. I did this on a week where I was having like the worst week ever. And I did it and I was like, wait, that week actually wasn't that bad. Even though some things happened that weren't great, there were still so many blessings that happened along the way. So that is my final spiel for Healthy Girl Mental Health. I hope you took some things out of this episode. I hope you're feeling excited to take on just having a healthy girl mental health this summer. You are not alone. You're never alone. And your problem is never too small or too big for God. If you ever have any questions, I'm always here. DM me on Instagram, Healthy But Human Pod. We also have our group chat. Join it. And other than that, I will see you next time. Keep being amazing. One more thing. We have a Healthy Girl Summer checklist as well. If you want to check things off, it's really cute. I made it. I'll link it below. It's totally free. You can grab that if you want to have some fun little habits this summer. And be sure to tune in next week for our Healthy Girl Summer spiritual health. And if you didn't listen to physical health, you can listen to that episode right now. All right, I'll see you next time. Have the best day. Continue to be amazing and stay healthy but human. Bye.
A lot of smart people don't feel so smart when it comes to their money. So Morgan Stanley made a podcast to help. Listen to What Should I Do With My Money? To hear real people ask real questions about money and get helpful answers from experienced financial advisors.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.